Hello. Today I will show a teardown of an IoT lamp that is not yet supported by our open source firmware. What kind of Wi-Fi module will be inside? Let's see. The device from this topic is from the same shop as usual, Allegro, but this time it was given to me by our user so that I could change the firmware to OpenBeacon, or at least that was the plan. 18 watts again. It's not much. I've already mentioned that these gadgets are not as bright as they seem. Some photos from the auction. Parameters. I don't see any information about the Tuya app here. Do I need to download the EgoStar app? This is the first minus. Set in practice. Interior. Let's see what we get. Looks okay. Well packaged. There are mounting pins. Remove the cover. Just twist slightly. Okay. The LEDs are arranged in a spiral. What's inside the LED controller? Module MX chip, EMW3072. Not a very pleasant surprise. It is not supported by OpenBeacon or any open source software. We won't free this lamp from the cloud. You might need to desolder the entire module and solder in ESP12E if the pads fit. However, we can still see the layout. Fuse resistor, filter with two electrolytic capacitors and choke. Coil, view of connected PCBs via pin connectors. Connector for LEDs, labeled CW, WW cables, etc. I investigated the roles of the Wi-Fi module outputs. Here are which pins control the colors. Wi-Fi module motherboard, LSTI capacitors. Bottom of the PCB, LED driver board. The LEDs are controlled by several L1072s. There is also L1073. Unfortunately, I did not find a catalog note for these elements, and I did not perform a longer PCB analysis. Producer's application effects. I also tried pairing the device with the Tuya app. Unfortunately, this is not possible. You need to download Ego. Of course, the app requires a lot of permissions, including location and BT. And you need to register. Pairing, unfortunately, is not fully translated. Again, the buttons have names like guide.footer btn text quick, and the header is title.step. Finally, it worked. This is what the lamp control looks like. Effects. App possibilities? Rather standard. MX chip, EMW3072. Here is another Chinese Wi-Fi module. I haven't seen one like this before. 2 MB flash, 256 KB RAM, 240 MHz Cortex M4F. 3.3-volt power supply. No Bluetooth. Manufacturer, Shanghai Qingke. MX chip. Pinouts, reminds SB12 and WB3S, CB3S, TYWE3S. However, the description is probably incorrect, because EG UART1 RXD is repeated twice. This is what TYWE3S looks like. There is some information about the bootloader in the note. Pin 17 is boot. The PWM locations match those in the BK7231, but EG. The EN pin does not. In EMW, there is GPIO13 there. I also managed to find a detailed presentation about this system, EMW307X family. So here we have EMW370, EMW371, and EMW372. The states on the cell pins set the operating mode, e.g., bootloader. It can be programmed via JTAG, serial port, MX flasher, or BAT system. JTAG connection and access via UART. There are read, write, erase commands, connecting NX flasher. Typical application, LED RGBCW, SDK, is that it? Compiler installation process? Working in Visual Code? I thought I wouldn't find any more information about this system, but here's a surprise. The system was shown on our forum. MX chip EMW3060, super cheap Wi-Fi module for IoT devices. Summary from the point of view of a typical user, this product is simply weak. It will not pair with the Tuya application. And having various apps on your phone for IoT equipment at home is simply inconvenient. Of course, the application is not fully translated either, which results in missing headers during pairing and configuration, which is also not encouraging. From my point of view, the product is quite interesting, because I haven't seen such a Wi-Fi module before, and what's more, there is an SDK available for it, so you could try programming it, but that's a different topic. Here I will simply solder these MXs to the ESP and add the missing resistors on the PCB. I am placing here collected materials about the Wi-Fi system from the topic. Ha!